Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. City and school leaders are celebrating the grand opening of the Damar Charter Academy on the far southwest side. It's the first charter school in the state designed to serve students with special learning needs. A longtime school board member is entering the Republican race for the Northern Indiana congressional seat that Democrat Joe Donnelly is giving up to run for Senate. LaPorte home builder and developer Mitch Fikes becomes the second candidate for the Republican nomination in the 2nd District, joining former State Representative Jackie Walarski. A Hispanic Cultural Center in Bloomington at IU is planning a town hall meeting next week in response to apparent racial harassment. La Casa says a staff member discovered a newspaper with "criminals deport" written next to a picture of a Latino McDonald's employee. Incidents last week came after someone threw rocks through the windows of Jewish centers near the IU campus last year. An IU employee was later arrested and fired after he was accused in one of those incidents. A study committee is taking a 2-month test run at using iPads for legislative work. The goal is to determine whether the General Assembly would be served by using iPads, both in the State House and out in the districts. Costs have yet to be determined, but some of the savings would come from a reduction in paper costs. The committee expects to make a recommendation to the General Assembly by the end of October. And Indianapolis Public Works will open up the Keystone Avenue Bridge near Woodfield Crossing by 6 p.m. today. That's the bridge that was washed out by heavy rains back in June. Today is a no-zone action day. We're under a heat advisory until 7 o'clock. Sunny this afternoon with a high of 100. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.